Welcome to today's edition of the Exploring Mining Podcast, featuring stock news from TSX, TSXV, CSE, ASX, NASDAQ, and New York Stock Exchange mining companies, plus interviews with CEOs and leading experts.
Hi, everyone, and thanks for joining us again on the Exploring Mining Podcast, featuring an exclusive interview with Mike Sieb, President and Director of Getchell Gold Corp. Getchell Gold Corp trades on the CSE under the symbol GTCH and on the OTCQB under GGLDF. Getchell is a Nevada-focused gold and copper exploration company. They are primarily directing their efforts on its most advanced stage asset, the Fond du Lac Canyon, a past gold producer with a large mineral resource estimate. In this interview, we speak about how Getchell has de-risked their project by acquiring 100% of the Fond du Lac Canyon project and the amazing gold discovery story they offer to investors. We speak about drill results and why Getchell is the gold story to keep an eye on for 2024. For more info on Getchell Gold, investors can go to www.getchellgold.com. And as a reminder, this podcast may contain forward-looking statements and investors are reminded to do their own due diligence. I hope you all enjoy the show.
Mike, welcome to the show. For listeners that aren't familiar with Getchell Gold, can you give us a brief history of the company and your background in mining as well?
Thanks, Kelly. Yes, it's been an excellent 4 years. I was brought on board with Getchell Gold Corp about 5 years ago as a director of the company to help assist them on the technical front and to find a real bona fide flagship project that could really inject value into the company. And we were quite fortunate. As we hunted around, we found an excellent project with a really good pedigree in the right jurisdiction and incredible upside potential. And this is the Fond du Lac Canyon gold project in Nevada. It came with a historic mineral resource of about 1 million ounces, and started right at surface. And when we started to roll up our sleeves and take a look at the data, there were quite a few jewels that were kind of peeking out. And the start, the 1 million ounces, was really only a start, because we can kind of look and see and rework the geological model and find open areas that had yet to be drilled, that had all the indications that that's where the gold was. And so I was actually so excited that they brought me in and they convinced me to take over the company as president, because I really saw where, you know, not only the project could advance and develop over the next number of years, but how the company can grow. And so that was the start, 2020. And the timing, as I just said, was wonderful, because that was the inception or the inflection point in the price of gold, which really assisted us over the next number of years and drill campaigns as we continue to find more and more gold.
Well, it seems like your timing is right, as gold looks like it's going to have a breakout year. I wanted to talk a little bit about your recent press release. Congrats on your capital raise that you announced. Can you just talk to us a little bit about your current capital structure and then the significance and milestone that this achieves with the funding that you have in place, and then also your press release that you just announced today?
The timeline is more of a spectrum of what we've gone through. And if people are not familiar with us, I do have to kind of give them a brief synopsis of where we were and where we are today. From that very first drill hole, I mean, we hit, very thick zones of good gold grade mineralization. And we've had three drill campaigns, and very significant drill campaigns here over the last 3 years. And I really want to convey to the audience that every drill hole that we drilled in 3 years hit large intercepts and intervals of gold mineralization. And this is kind of fairly unheard of. And if anybody is aware of exploration in any commodity, you know, you might get, you know, like a wonderful discovery hole, but it just doesn't pan out. Well, we made two major discoveries in 2020, And then every drill hole thereafter, as we went left, right, up, down, we just hit more mineralization. And so that culminated at the start of this year when we put out a very significant increase in the mineral resource estimate, upwards of, you know, 500,000 ounces of gold in the indicated category and 1.5 million ounces of gold in the inferred category. We doubled the historic resource we only utilized 18 drill holes to double the resource, and we still have 9 drill holes that we're going to utilize to even upgrade that resource further in our back pocket that wasn't incorporated at that point in time. The inherent value of that resource just kept growing and growing and growing. And so where we sat this year is that this was the end of our four-year earn-in period on the option of the project to acquire 100%. And the major milestone that you alluded to there and the news release that we just put out today, that is the culmination, the final acquisition of 100% ownership of the Fond du Lac Canyon Gold Project. And so this is a major injection of value into the company. It basically completely de-risks the company that you were looking at over the previous year, where, you know, you still had that potential final, you know, balloon option payment coming your way, and some of our shareholders were, you know, were a little uncertain, and what that's just been completely removed right now. We have acquired 100% of the Fond du Lac Canyon Gold Project. It's a sizable asset, huge gold resource estimate sitting at surface. And even better than that, it's completely open-ended. I mean, again, when I said every drill hole that we drilled, left, right, up, down, we hit more gold. Well, we have some of our best intercepts still on the most peripheral of our drill plan. And it's wide open. Left, right, on strike, down dip, up dip, it's still wide open. And so when you think about the jurisdiction that we're in, which is, you know, one of the best jurisdictions in the world to advance and develop a project, especially a gold project, it's Nevada. And we're sitting there, quite handily with an at-surface, large, open-ended mineral resource. And so when we've put out the news release today that we've now acquired 100% of it, you know, now it's time to really get going and really build it and build a company moving forward.
Everyone loves a gold discovery story, especially in these markets. And, you know, it's definitely, I think, an undervalued story at this point. It's a no-brainer.
And that's the thing is that, I mean, the last year you've seen a major, you know, suppression of value across the board. We were sort of like doubly suppressed with that potential risk factor still hanging out there. And so you're looking at Getchell Gold right now as not only a suppressed, but a doubly, like artificially suppressed gold share price that now we're moving into a major gold market. We've taken the risk completely off the table. We're ready to roll up our sleeves again and get to work and just kind of building up the resource even better and better. And really, you know, really being a prominent player on the world stage.
Since you've talked about Fond du Lac, can we get a little more into the details? Do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about the land, the road access, and then I would like to focus on your 2022 drill results. There's a couple holes that were quite significant, so I think they'd definitely love to hear that.
It's a really easy story to tell because everything is excellent. You know, Nevada is ranked, you know, number one in the world for the most favorable jurisdictions to advance a mining and development project. From Reno, within 2 hours of a quick drive, I mean, you're at the drill. There's no place else in the world where you have all the resources available to you, the inherent, geographic and social economic situation to basically support a project moving forward. The permitting process is straightforward as well. I mean, you're not going to get any major, you know, bumps in the road like you've been seeing, you know, internationally here you know, with, you know, Colombia or Peru or, you know, Argentina. You know, it's Nevada. And so if you wanted to kind of, you know, have a list and wanted to check off all the red flag issues that can potentially, you know, impact a project and your investment, because you're looking at it from a shareholder's perspective, an investor's perspective, you can cross almost every box from top to bottom, and you're on the right side of the fence. I can't speak to this enough, that from when we started to where we are today, we've methodically crossed off all those boxes and presented it to our shareholders and potential investors. So we are definitely someone to look at. We are walking into, you know, a very, in my opinion, a very robust gold market. And it's been a long time coming. And people are starting to turn their heads that we're trying to avoid gold, you know, like looking for other, you know, asset categories or facilities to invest their dollars in. And you can only avoid looking at gold for so long until it's basically banging on the door and saying, hey, look at me, look at me. Because that's what we're walking into right now. I think we're walking into a very, very solid gold market that is going to be really testing the upper boundaries of where gold can go in the short term. And so if you put all those factors together and say where we sit on the stage of, you know, showing the world how good a project and how good and valued asset the Fond du Lac Canyon is, we are going to be one of the more prominent projects in a very intense fishbowl of attention.
And do you want to give us a few of the technicals from your drill program that you did in 2022, or some of the technicals from your mineral resource estimates that you want to share?
I do invite anybody to kind of take a look at any of our recent press releases as to those results, because, you know, every time we put out a press release, there was bigger and better results. So some of the more prominent ones that you're going to look at is that we've hit close to surface, you know, just you know, 50 meters down from surface. We've hit some of the highest grade times thickness intercepts in the history of the project. And the history of the project is a storied history that goes back about 40 or 50 years. I mean, there was originally a tungsten discovery, and then right next to the tungsten, they found gold. And that was the start of it. I mean, you had a mom and pop operation pouring a bar of gold a month there, you know, just with a small crusher and vat leach operation. And they were working merrily away even while they brought in some, you know, like major companies to come in and start popping drill holes next to them and finding more and more gold. So over this 40-year history of you know, exploration and very small-scale open pit, you know, opportunistic mining ventures, it was a hodgepodge. And so when we looked at it, you know, after 3 years of drilling, we've tied it all together, and it's one really nice, cohesive and coherent body of mineralization, anywhere from, you know, 50 meters to 200 meters thick in places. It's actually gotten thicker as we've expanded the drill program. You know, for example, one of our drill holes to the farthest northwest hit 200 meters of, you know, close to 2 gram gold material. And when you talk about that, I mean, it's just spectacular. One drill hole right in the middle, I mean, we hit, you know, 25 meters of over 10 grams per ton gold. And that is, you know, impressive, very impressive. You know, when other companies in the areas, other projects are chasing, you know, like quarter gram, half gram gold grade material, we're in the higher echelons of gold grade that you come across in the region. And so some of those really high grade and conduits and feeder zones are a key indicator that, hey, what we've found so far is only the start. And these, the gold system is a very impressive and strong gold system that can produce not only 200 meters thick intercepts of gold mineralization, but can also produce really thick zones of high grade. Like we're talking, you know, like high grade material here. And if you look at any of the major producers in the region that have been producing for decades, one of the key factors you look at is not only the ability for the gold to kind of permeate, you know, like larger, you know, like disseminate to the host rock on a larger scale, but also you find, you know, a very prominent and repeated features of high-grade intercepts. And that's what Fond du Lac Canyon has. And so, you know, people in the past have kind of looked at Fond du Lac Canyon and said, oh, well, it's kind of removed. You know, it's just off the map from, you know, like all the big guys out there. And then when we looked at it, we said, no, this is an overlooked jewel. Our results speak for itself. And it's open-ended. So, you know, we've doubled the historic resource, and it's only a start. Everything is open-ended. The drill holes at the most extent, the most periphery of our drill plan, as good, if not better, than what you see at surface. And so this is going to be a hell of a story. And it's going to progress here quite rapidly as we move forward. It's going to be, you know, happening all in a robust gold market. So I think all the pieces are falling in place. We are going to definitely have the potential to accrete major value for our shareholders.
Well, I definitely think it's a story to watch for 2024, thing that investors are following can look for as updates coming out.
We have some really good additional milestones lined up through the year. One of the things we are going to do is we're going to take those 9 holes, drill holes out of our back pocket and update the resource, you know, like show the shareholders that, you know, like this is a truly bona fide, sizable and growing asset. But what we're going to do is we're also going to move up the advancement scale and come up with a preliminary economic assessment we're targeting by mid-year. You know, what we've done today so far is we've showed that, hey, this is a hell of an asset in a wonderful jurisdiction, but it's only the start. And we're going to show you how good that is, you know, from an economic potential through the beginning of this year. And then we're going to leapfrog from that and then just keep on drilling and just keep on expanding upon the resource, because I do believe from what we've seen to date that we've only touched upon, and we're going to just keep on growing it bigger and better, and people are really going to look at us.
I want to just switch over a little bit. Can you talk to us a bit about your management and technical team and just some of the track record that you all have in the mining space?
Myself, I've been doing this for over 35 years. Across multiple jurisdictions and multiple commodities. I always circle back to gold. Gold is kind of one of my favorites. And what I've encountered here at Getchell Gold Corp and the Fond du Lac Canyon Gold Project is, I have to say, the most successful gold exploration program I've been involved with in my entire career. And it's continuing, which is nice to look forward to. The team that we have has been around for a while. Well, you know, a wealth of experience, and our technical team. We started to put it together, you know, 4 years ago, and our technical team has been with us from the inception of reworking the geomineralizing model, coming up with a huge success, and then just continuing to work with us. What I say, every drill hole has hit significant intervals of gold mineralization. I mean, that's also quite reflective as to pedigree and the, you know, like the attention that our technical team has brought to the table.
Very exciting. I've yet to actually meet someone that doesn't like this project. Everyone I've talked to, geologists, CEOs, they all wish they'd either bought it or knew about it first. So congrats on that. I mean, we've talked about, you have your funding in place. You're 100% owning the Fond du Lac project now. You want to just talk a little bit about your share structure and like where you're at in 2024, just for investors that are interested in
If you look at our news release, you've seen that we've closed the first tranches of a couple of financings. That's only a part of the money that we're raising. We are continuing to raise money because to do what we want to do this year, to be as aggressive, ramp up the amount of drilling that we want to accomplish this year. We are in a wonderful spot right now to inject more money into the company to be able to do that. In conjunction with our share structure, we have some, it's because of our shareholders that I'm able to talk to you today, because they have been hugely supportive in regards to continuing to finance us, the company, the continued advancement of the Fond du Lac Canyon Gold Project. And we couldn't be here without them. They've done just a wonderful job in conjunction with the management team and some of our real, like, long-term supporters to continue to fund the company. I'm in a real good spot because these shareholders are, you know, just phenomenal, and they know the value of the asset and where the value should end up here at the end of the day. So that's why they kind of jump right back in, and we're just starting. Like, we've hit that inflection point where we've raised this certain amount of funds to basically de-risk the project, de-risk the company. And now it's going to be an easier pathway to achieve the amount of dollars to do what we need to do. And so it's going to work hand in hand through this year, and you're going to see it. You're going to see the impact of it and the impact of what we can do.
For listeners or investors that are interested in reaching out, how they can best contact you guys?
Yeah, I mean, definitely come visit our website. All the contact information is there. And one, if anybody was going to spend even just 10 minutes looking at us, we've produced some excellent short videos that really illustrate and demonstrate how good the Fond du Lac Canyon Gold Project is. And it's worth your time because it's an eye-opening experience to kind of, when you see it in, you know, three dimensions in 3D, exactly what we've encountered and the scale of the mineralization. I mean, it changes your view immediately as to how good a potential investment this is. And so I highly recommend coming and visiting our website, www.getchellgold.com, and just take a look at some of those, you know, like, easy watching videos, because they are a telltale sign.
I mean, I definitely think for what you're probably trading in the ground versus where you're trading at the stock now, it's a no-brainer. Like you said, you cross a lot of the boxes off of anything that investors need to worry about for stopping a project, and you have, you know, pretty much open road. A very exciting project. So it's definitely something that investors, I think, should keep on their radar.
Absolutely. Yes. I welcome anybody to give me a phone call, ask questions, call our team, because in a very, very short period of time, you're going to be a believer.
Thank you so much for the interview today, Mike, and I'm sure we will follow up with you again soon on your next press release.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Callie.
Well, that does it for today's Exploring Mining podcast. If you'd like to be a guest or sponsor for this podcast, please contact investorideas.com. Investorideas.com reminds all listeners to read our disclaimers and disclosures on the investorideas.com website. All investment involves risk, and this podcast is not meant to be an endorsement to buy or sell securities or products. To hear more podcasts, you can go to investorideas.com/audio. And a reminder, you can also hear our podcasts on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play Music, iHeart.com, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker, and SoundCloud.